This is Microphone Check, hip-hop from NPR Music. We are very glad that you are here with us. If you're a rap fan like we are, you're probably pretty into words. So maybe you'd like more in that vein. Maybe some puns, puzzles, a little trivia. If so, another podcast for you is NPR's Ask Me Another. It's like game night, just somebody's taping it, and there are celebrities at the table. You can find Ask Me Another at npr.org/podcasts. And now for this week's episode of Microphone Check. Ali Shaheed Muhammad and I met up with Earl Sweatshirt in Austin during South by Southwest just before his new album, I Don't Like Shit, I Don't Go Outside, was released and he went on tour. We shot video of our conversation, so you can either listen on right where you are, or to see Earl's beautiful face, go to npr.org/microphone check.
This is Microphone Check, hip-hop from NPR Music. I'm Franny Kelly.
I'm Ali Shaheed Muhammad.
Earl Sweatshirt.
You all right?
I'm like about to burp and some other shit.
Welcome back, man.
It's a hangover day for everybody, I think it's fair to say. Or
hangover. It's actually a pretty serene day.
Hangover. It feels like a quiet South by. We were talking about that.
It's empty. Quiet is an understatement.
I was being nice. Oh. I was being diplomatic.
Okay.
Kind of like...
Partly the rain.
Yeah. I know what you mean. Is it... It's kind of suck.
Well, why'd you come this year?
Because I got to come. I guess. I don't know if that's, like, confirmed. I just... assume I like have to come. Like,
why?
To hold up my end of the bargain, because we definitely had it going up yesterday. Like, I had a couple real good shows yesterday.
So that's good. So you can say people were. It wasn't empty where you were. How'd it feel?
It was good, man. It feels the best like this time around, just because like. I'm, like, okay with being, like, more self-centered now.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, and not in, like, a detrimental way, but just enough to where it's healthy and where I'm not, like, ignoring what I need, like, the team around me and, like, almonds. So I'm like,
you gotta fuel, you gotta hydrate.
Yeah.
You know that's important now.
Yeah, I'm on my health.
Yeah. So what else happened this week? What... has transpired? What are your feelings about it?
Just had a disconnect with the release of with the rollout of everything, just from probably a combination between like my initial me initially being apprehensive to like talking to anyone from the label while I'm like working.
Yeah.
Because I would rather just like finish the package and then present it like now with instructions. So it's what I did, just because of how fucking difficult the last one was. Like, it was my first one, so it was just like pulling the song that I recorded when I first got back, one from like a year and a half later, as opposed to just like consolidating, having it be like a photograph of like one moment.
Mm-hmm.
Then like put this photograph up for me this way, and then so my whole thing with everyone was like, it's like this is gonna be as important as we treat it, because it rings true all the way around, like from Three Stacks to like Kanye, like however important you treat yourself is how everyone's gonna treat you. So if there's like a disconnect between me and my like, then I'm gonna be disconnected from it, you know what I mean? So when I put it up, it's gonna be less genuine,
right,
if people see it come up from like something like Vivo or like, you know what I mean, just something that's more of an entity than a person. Mm-hmm. That people like got attached to, then it's gross and it like puts people off. Ultimately is a lose-lose for everyone, not just for me. Like, I'm not just a diva that's up here,
right,
like complaining about how dirty they did me, because we like collectively suffer from looking, instead of it being about let's talk about this video or let's talk about this album release, it's now back to a hype machine, which is that Earl Sweatshirt is mad at the label. Like, everyone's like, whoa. And it was what I was trying to avoid. Like, I was trying to come back on my Phoenix out the ashes, like, completely anew. Like, let's just talk about content and nothing surrounding it. But, so we back in the hype thing.
So did the disconnect occur? Well, I guess it doesn't matter where it occurred.
Just with the launch, just I wanted the video to go up first so that, because it would have been out of complete nowhere. Like, the video with the song would have been enough to digest. The title of the album's at the end of the video. That's, I presume that the consumer is smart enough to put two and two together. Like, that's not that crazy. So we don't need, my whole thing was, we don't need to shove it down their throats. Like, because the initial thing that they had for me, like the layout for the website, this is where the complication happened. We were gonna put the video on a website, like the Earl Sweatshirt website. It was a real simple video on the thing. But when it came to me, it had a bunch of banners on it. Like, download the new album. Like, more than you see on dudes who are bigger than me. Like, you know, like, what? So I was like, just take the banners off. We'll launch the thing. So we're sitting there waiting. I check my Twitter. And then this kid that's like a fan, that's like a cool dude, though. Seen him on Twitter say something about the album. I was like, started researching, and my everything except the video had come out. The album cover, track list, features, like,
what does that make you feel? Because obviously, when, if you're taking the time away, you know, to put together like your package.
Bro, I was devastated. I was ready to like kill some, like, the day I was, it would have been so quiet for any nigga that, from Sony, that I was so mad, because it was like, especially because I feel like this is my first album. Like, this is the first thing that I've said that's like, that I fully stand behind, like the good and the bad of it, because it's just like, I've never been this transparent with myself or like with music. Like, I've never been behind myself this much. So like, for them to like not treat it as importantly as I was treating it was just like, I couldn't help but to feel a little disrespected, you know?
What's up, nigga? Why you so depressed and sad all the time like a little bitch? What's the problem, man? Niggas wanna hear you rap. Don't nobody care about how you feel. We want raps, nigga. Raps. Grandma's passing, but I'm too busy trying to get this fucking album cracking to see her. So I apologize in advance if anything should happen. And my priorities fucked up, I know it. I'm afraid I'm gonna blow it. And when them expectations raising, because daddy was a poet, right? Talk all you want, I'm taking no advice. Nigga, I'm about to relish in this anguish. And I'm stressing over payment, so don't tell me that I made it. Only relatively famous in the midst of a tornado. Misfitted, I'm Clark Gable, I'm not stable. Abrasive as fucking, they all pay me. I'm chuckling, cross-faded in public. Heart racing till blood is lit.
Look like you don't give a fuck again, right?
Hey, Tepe, nigga. What's up, nigga? I heard you back. I need them raps, nigga. I need the verse. I don't care about what you going through or what you gotta do, nigga. I need bars, 16 of them.
I don't fuck with too much of y'all shit. Judge by the pants of the
mud. I think you guys are gonna have a good turnaround where there's gonna be a good meeting of the mind so that you can, you know,
I'm not with being combative at the risk of like messing up the bigger picture.
Yeah.
Cause like, I'll set my pride down first, but it just has to get acknowledged that a mistake was made, because like, and I think it is at this point, like after some stuff that happened yesterday, but it was just like in the moment, like they let it get spun like I was on a pedestal, like complaining about some nuances, you know what I mean? When it was really like 0% of what was supposed to go right went right.
Right.
Like, y'all got an F. Like, it's not chill. Like, you're in the red zone. And no one acted like they were in the red zone. That's what had me the most hot. I didn't even give a fuck about the mistake. It's that afterwards, bruh, no one... Like, you seen when I posted the video. The shit came out. I tweeted all that shit. I got the link from my video. I got a YouTube link from someone else from my video at 6 a.m. after I had stayed up. Like, and no one had sent me shit. I was like...
Just looking for some accountability.
That's all.
That's all.
Like, honestly, no. It's, like, way more. It's way more worse than that. Like, that's completely unacceptable.
That's what I was
saying. Like, how does this... And I think we all know this happened twice in two weeks. Like, at what point... Like, where is the ownership? Where is the responsibility? Like, this is crazy that this is even, like, okay. And it's okay that this is a, like,
we
can,
like, debate it.
This is, like, a quietly dramatic situation, and the rest of us are over here just, like, pretending like it's okay.
Yeah, that shit is...
I get heated about it. It's not...
I was right where you was at. That's because if I get mad, it's a different mad. Like...
Well, there's two kinds of mads. There's, you know, there's a... in front of the door or the open door mat, and is it behind the closed door mat?
Yeah, so, but the behind the closed door mat needs to get out more.
Nah, because it's not helpful.
The public, because the kids are
it's not helpful.
Okay.
But the behind the door mat that I had a little bit may have got out on Twitter, but Twitter is not a thing, so it's just like, could be taken as hilarious. But like, no one needs, because that emotion isn't, it's not helpful because it's not logical. Like, emotion isn't logic. Yeah. So I'm not gonna bring that into a place where everything is like a geometric proof on this side of music. So it has to be like only truth. Like, I have to remove all emotion from it. And the only truth is that they got an F.
Yeah.
0% went right, and that has to get acknowledged. Remove my emotions from it, remove race from it, remove anything from it, remove importance from it, 0% right.
That's why I say accountability. I think for this side, you know, when we're as a creator, you know, like, you could be mad and go into the emotion, like Earl is saying,
and
but
then have all the people
results.
Cheering behind you to have something to get mad about.
Yeah, you want results, and you're not going to really get the result. You may get certain results behind the emotion aspect. Well, the results from, like you're saying, you know,
just getting this out.
You want the result to be, from an accountability perspective, is the company saying, we messed up. We know we messed up, and we believe in your vision, and our actions completely now distorted the vision you had for everything that you've spent a year, 18 months, 2 years, whatever, for. And now, because we know we messed up, moving forward, we're going to make sure that everything is done to a T meticulously, and that we care about your vision.
And if that happened immediately, then I would have just had nothing to say.
Yeah.
But, like, people don't cover their tracks the same way that you have to if you're on this side.
Yeah.
Because you have room to be more reckless if it's not yours.
Right. Well, apologize for going straight to the hype. No.
Come on, dude. I need somebody to be mad. I'm fucking with that all the way. Yeah. Keep being mad for me.
Yeah.
But I can't be. Or else no one's going to listen to me.
I think it's good if you know, the public understands the perspective and you know, says what you're saying on a collective level, like, yo, that's really messed
we
up.
We need that.
Right.
You know.
Fools off top need that. That's why my lawyer said it was straight, like, to tweet the shit I tweeted, like, out the gate. Just so niggas know off top.
Yeah.
Keep rolling.
Yeah.
Like,
well, can we talk about this new album?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Put that shit down for a second.
Yeah.
Do what you want to do, but just talk about it. So, you produced almost all of it?
Mm-hmm. Thank you. This dude, the Flying Lotus, told me to do that shit, like, right when I got home. Right when he heard, like, my first trash beats. He told me to do the whole shit, and I didn't think I could do it.
Well, I remember the last time we saw you and you were at Microphone Chat. We talked about that a little bit.
Yeah, you too.
You going in deeper, and so you went in.
I went all the way in. It was The funniest part about the album is that it was funny and then it wasn't funny. Like,
what
at way? All.
What do you mean?
Like, it start. I came up with the album title first just because, like, I got to, like, completely, like, visualize what the album. Like, it's easier for me if I work all the way backwards. What does it look like in iTunes? What does the cover look like? And then, like, I go last song. But I learned that this is my process. Mm-hmm. You go last song first song second, and then you filling it. Yeah, kind of how you write. I think that's how you write.
That's how you
like
write.
How you write a book.
Yeah.
But so I got my last song is the one with Vince, and like that's it's just like it's so it started with like just bars. So it was, and I didn't know where that was gonna go on the album, but it was just like me and Vince. We recorded it, and we initially was like, "All right, we finna drop this tonight." And I was like, nah, "Take this,
lock it,
take that." So that was the last one, and then I came with the first one second, and everything was kind of just up in the air about it. But I knew the title, and I knew the first and second song.
Bullet hit his forehead, it exited out his underarm. Ain't nobody bigger than my hood, my nigga fuck a boss. Baby mama killer, you offender and I fuck her off. Stretchy doing federal time for busting at the law. And he gon' be a neighbor of mine, you play me for a pawn. Shorty, I be swimming with sharks, your posse full of prawns. Pistols rip his body apart, now he afraid of dark alleyways. Niggas better listen when the pastor say.
Hold on, I don't hear that.
It's golf on that bitch, it's golf on that ball cap. I guzzle the tall boy, Jehovah ain't called back. And y'all still debating over Earl Music. Truth's got the group nationwide moving merch units crazy. Peanut butter to Paisley, walking down the street in a different color McGrady's. That first grader was me, now my fist full of spliffs and the old banker receipts. Bitches grip the stick and jerky like cold shanks of the beef dry. I'm taking purses like they chances in the evening. Pick your pants up, boy, you dancing with a demon. On my mind, I've been limited my features, feeling switches up a reaper. Bitches difficult to beat them like a soft dick. Golf click deep and we don't hit the streets passive. That nigga sweaty got the gas and shreddy came bought the matches. Pitch a body in the water like a lifted tea bag and switch the different fucking whip to let the piggies beat past her. It's the rats trying to get the cheese. What it do? Rap like I'm mincing meat.
And then I think we were like, so it wasn't that serious because it was like, I don't like shit, I don't go outside. And it was cool though because I was outside. I was like touring, I was running around, like doing a bunch of stuff, not paying attention to my health. Mm. Like, so, because when y'all saw me, I was like low-key chubby. I was comfy when y'all saw me. Like, I was cool. I had like, you can see them, you can always see how comfy I am in my cheeks. Like, they're either like, or like, how y'all see my shit. So I was running around. I got home and then recorded a lot of the album, but it was right after. It was at the most like transitional time like in my life, because it was like I just turned 20. Like I just broke up with a girl I was going out with. And then it was just like hell. It was just hell at my house, but like the best hell, like not, it was fire. Like it was like, real sin and like debauchery. It was good. It was like good. So that like was like
it, what makes it good. Like it was productive, or like
yeah,
you just took
absolutely.
It all
the way. It's okay. So productive, but it was like because we were like just like Hennessy like every day, like just so, but super woke. It was when I got woke. It was crazy. It was at the same time that like I was like. I got hit on the head. That shit was crazy. Mm. When I turned 20, it was like I got socked out of whatever zone I was in at that time. And like,
what did you become aware of?
Myself. Yeah.
And like, what did he look like when you found him?
Fucked up. I look fucked up. When I was in my most, when I had the most clarity, I looked fucked up. I think that's kind of universal, though. A lot of dudes that get, like, really withered and skinny all of a sudden get this, like, really profound sense of clarity. This is a concept behind fasting, I think. Mm. Like, you don't eat, and it's hard for the first, it's the worst, and then you get to the other side, and it's, like, the clearest your head has ever been, because you're... So that's where I was with a lot of the album, like, the... I had this line on the song with Knock where I was just saying how I, like, this rap shit really actually got the best of me. Mm-hmm. Like, nothing else exists. I prostrated myself to mute. That's why this shit getting botched with some fool clicking the wrong thing at the wrong time is like, bro, I don't care. Like, I'll strangle you. Like, because I didn't give a fuck about my body. Like, I don't care about you, because I ultimately disrespected myself. Not disrespected, but I, like, really prostrated myself to music. Like,
those are really powerful words. To even say prostrate, you know, that's something that is a word that we use in Islam. And
it means a lot.
It does mean a lot. And so, you know, often... Even as myself in producing and being in the music, I have to take a step back because I don't want to be that.
Because it's heavy.
It is. So when you discovered that, what are you doing now to sort of back away from that?
Well, it's all about pursuing balance at this point. Like, due to that. So, yeah, this all falls in line with the album story, so... The time that I recorded a lot of it was between the end of a touring cycle and then the start of another one. It was at April between, like, two tours. So I went back on the road, but I went to, like, Eastern Europe. I don't eat pork, so I wasn't eating shit because that's all they had. And I just, like, died. I had to cancel tour. And then it wasn't funny. Like, then I was inside. I was fucked up. Like, I was the skinny. I was, like, 118. But yeah, it was, like... And this is from coming out of... When I was 17, I was 155. Because I was at baby prison. Like, working out every day. Like, turned. Over the course of 2.5 years, I looked up. I was 118.
Wow.
Like...
Stressful on your heart.
That's what, and the mind, like, it was too much. So then, canceled the tour, slept. I moved out of Babylon, the house that we had. It wasn't even a house. It was a fuck. It was an apartment, y'all. The apartment they always did, like, interviews.
Yeah.
My shit in that fucking place.
Do you really call it Babylon?
Nah.
Okay.
But that's what it was, though.
You have a line in the album that you say and you touch upon a lot, and it's about mama said, you know, mama told me. Was that like
it was all part of the same, like, getting hit on the head?
Yeah,
because I started, because when I got back, it was admittedly, like, now that I am the way that I am with my mom, it was admittedly weird, you know, because, like, I got home. Everything was happening hella fast. And I had outgrown my house. Like, complete. I outgrown my house when I was 16. That's why I got sent away. Because, like, I had outgrown it. But if
I
had
went... You mean, like, your household? What do you mean you outgrew your house?
I mean it in the most literal sense. Like, you get to a point where you just gotta... Where it don't fit no more. Okay. You don't fit. And the only thing that'll come from it is... some bullshit, because, you know, you're not in the right place in the right time. You're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. But if I had gone anywhere else than where I went, then I wouldn't have done the work I needed to do to be who I am right now.
Yeah.
So, like, I outgrew my house when I was 16. I got back, tried to live there. So I was out. So me and my mom were on, like, kind of weirder speaking terms. I would go for, like, a month without talking to her. But there was just this, like, weird... It's a song called Faucet that touches on it, like, really, really, really well.
raising your faculty. Face getting gray from the ash, but I'm laughing, that's for tracing me, nigga. Fuck out my face while I'm thinking. Ain't step foot up in my mama place for a minute. My day's numbered. Focus heavy on making the most of them. Feel like I'm the only one pressing to grow upwards. Still fuck you and whoever you show up with. You tryna see an image, some steady your hands. Who you calling your mans? Bet you thought he was solid. He really just sand washing away with the water. I'm a landman, we're staying away from the altar. Shit changing to August. In the wake of that August, last autumn the leaves fell and I raked in a profit. Disobeying the doctor. The good guy prescribed fate never caught him. Chasing these rabbits, whole face in a faucet. Yeah. And I don't know who else to call home lately. I hope my phone break, let it ring. Toe to toe with the foes, new and old, basic hoes. Trying to cage them like the pole. When I run, don't chase me. And I don't know who else to call home lately. I hope my phone break, let it ring. Toe to toe with the foes, new and old, basic hoes. Trying to cage them like the pole. When I run, don't chase me. Solid so the funds don't faze me. On tour, wildin' by the truck stop races.
That was one of the ones that I didn't write on. That's also some shit that happened on this album. A couple of them I didn't have to write. Like, that's how I was with the music on this shit. So, like, yeah. My mom's involvement on that shit is, like, I'm more or less just, like, transitioning into being able to make some shit that I could show my mom, because even this shit, like, I could show my mom, she fucks with it, but I still gotta cringe a little bit because it's rough, you know, like, it's still the Babylon month, so it's still like, but it's honest, so she can't be, you know, it's clear. That's all my mom, her main concern was, is that I'm just transparent with myself. Just self-awareness. So, like, yeah, I got one though. I'm sitting on one. We set up a studio at my house, and I did a little project, like, real, real fast. Like, it's called Solace. And that, I'm just sitting, it's more for my mom. Like, because, you know, like, that's actually funny. Like, my relationship with music and my relationship with my mom, because I, like, would be sitting in the car. Like, that's why I fuck with Kanye the most. Because I would be sitting in the car. I would try and put on some other shit. Like, whatever else I was listening to, she couldn't really fuck with it. But then when I had Kanye, like, when Kanye first came out, I would put that in, and she'd be like... So I was like, this is tight. So if I got some shit that my mom is like, all right, I'm straight. Beat the case. I'm just trying to beat the case.
What else did she like to listen to?
My mom likes everything. My mom low-key, my mom is tight as hell. The best records that I have in my house are from my mom.
Like what?
The New Birth record. Santana's Brother, what's that? That Malo album. Man, everyone knows that damn song. It's like a Spanish word.
Spanish bird?
Nah.
Word.
It's not here.
I'm gonna play it.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna find it.
Why don't you do? Yeah.
So, do you hear, I think at the point of clarity, did you start hearing like the things that, did it, your parenting begin to make sense?
Mm-hmm. And what they did and like,
you snap it so hard on this record, like...
I was freak... Bro, it... That's why... Because I wouldn't feel comfortable, like, snapping on some, like, just, like, full egotistical, like, snapping, like, bars, you know what I mean? Like, I think that's important in the developmental process. You have to learn how to snap like that, or else, like, go away. Like, no one's... You feel me? Like, but, like, I think what had me... on this one was just like the honesty and passion that I was like charged with, because it was more of me like throwing up as opposed to me like that's why a lot of this shit didn't get written. It was like more about setting up the like a location, or there's all these different variables that go into creating a moment as opposed to like creating a song. And I think that's what got respected a lot more on this album, like who do I need to be around, like what space am I in, like what am I reading, like what am I doing every day, like just my eyes open, you know.
I was happy to see you when you walked in, because when I listened to the record, I was concerned.
Like concern.
Yeah, but, you know, it's the type of place where either, you know, once the, you know, the lid is removed off and you really have clarity, you know, it can enlighten you or it can take you further into a place.
To a weird rabbit hole.
Yeah.
Like down the faucet.
Yeah,
that's what exactly. The whole...
And yeah. You sound like you're like, I get it, you know. It's cool, but at the same time, not seeing you, I was just wondering. I was like, when I see his face for the first time, I'ma know.
You already know everything you need. One thing that I learned this past year, I learned so much more in this past year and a half than I mean, that's probably a dramatic statement, but maybe there's no way to study it. But I feel like I learned so much more in this year and a half than I learned, like, in the rest of my life.
You're glowing, so...
All right. So it's straight, then. Because everything you need to know about someone is right here. I figured that out. Because people... You cannot mask it. Right here, you can never mask anything. People are freaking out. Everyone is always freaking the fuck out, and you can see it in their eyes.
It's so true. Yeah. It's funny that, like, the concept of being woke, it doesn't... people have lots of different words for it.
People play with that shit.
Yeah, people lie about it. Yeah.
I just remember when I was in the car with my mom. We was driving to school. We was listening to Master Teacher, Erykah Badu. I was singing the hook. Like, I stay woke. I was like 14. Like, I stay woke. My mom was like, my mom looked at me. She was like, no, you're, like, she turned it down. She was like, no, you're not. And I was like, so hot, like, whether I am or not, like, I'm just singing a song, like, turn the shit back up. I don't care about... And then when it happened, I was like, yo, yo. I called her. I remember I was in Europe. I was like, yo. I talked to her for like 3 hours. Like, yo, I'm grown.
It doesn't stop.
When I think of woke, when I think of the concept, I think of Erykah. I have a poster of her in my room, and, like, literally, that's all you need to know.
I sent that shit at the beginning of Grief. That's Erykah. That, it's just slowed down, Fall in Love from that same album.
I've been living what I wrote. And all I see is snakes in the eyes of these niggas. Mama taught me how to read them when I look. Miss me at the precinct getting booked. Fishy niggas stick to eating off of hooks. Say you eating, but we see you getting cooked, nigga. I don't act hard, I'm a hard act to follow, nigga. Like it or not, when it drop, Betty gotta listen. Chasing dragons, trying to make it happen on a mission. Step into the shadows, we could talk addiction. When it's harmful where you going, and a part of you that know it don't give a fuck. Pardon me for going into details. 376 was a brothel. We had females coming every hour on the dot. And this shit sound like a gavel when it not. Focus so my chatter ain't as frantic as my thoughts. Lately I've been panicking a lot. Feeling like I'm stranded in a mob. Scrambling for Xanax out the canister to pop. Never getting out of hand. Steady handling my job. Time damaging my ties. Who turn to get up, get dude, turn to dinner quick. You circus niggas, you turning into tricks. I was making waves, you was surfing in them. Dealing with the stomach pain just from birthing nigga shit. Cut the grass off the surface, pray the lawnmower blade catch the back of a serpent nigga shit. Bitch.
My haircut's tight.
What was your head like in terms of actually putting the music together? One thing I like about the record, it's like you. It just sounds like you. It doesn't sound like anything else in this world, in this climate, everything else is going on with music. It's just like, yo, this is me.
That's why I feel like this one is my first one. Because it's like, I did like, it's like my dissertation on myself. It's like from the music to the other side of it. So like, just sitting with myself. That's what I guess not going outside was, just learning how to do music, learning what I liked.
What about the other half of the title? Like, I think sometimes part of getting a hold of yourself is like understanding that it's okay to not like things and not like things that other people
like.
Well,
that's what was crazy for me too, because like if you knew me when I was younger, like I'm not like, and that's why my default isn't like the like anguish or like the pain that I put forward like foremost in my music, because like I'm not like a super dark dude all day, you know what I mean? Like I'm actually a little ass kid in terms of like I play too much, you know what I mean? Like you catch me fucking around, like I got hyper and like had to tackle my friend yesterday, you know, like I'm still.
Is that how you hurt your knee?
Skating.
Yeah.
So it was more, it's not so much about like some like pretentious, like right. I don't like shit, like I don't go outside. It's like more about getting fucking forced inside, you know what I mean? Just by like, I feel like that's what grief illustrated so well, just like, cause grief came after. Grief was when I was telling you when it wasn't funny no more. Like you'll hear the intro, it's not funny. I'm still playing with shit like my grandma dying and shit. But it's, the sound is lighter, I felt better. Grief was like after I got surgery on my knee, like my mom didn't let me take any pain medicine for that shit. And then Al gave me a fucking Vicodin. It was just like everything that I wanted to say was just like, that shit wrote itself. I think I have the notebook in my backpack that I wrote Grief in. That shit is crazy how I wrote it. It's in blue, the hook is in blue on the left side of the page, and then everything else is in black. Like on the right, I didn't even do it on purpose. The blue just ran out, and only the hook got written in blue. That's what I mean by creating moments. Like, I'm not fucking with it if it doesn't put itself together. If I gotta try too hard, because that's when you know that something else is like guiding the music, you know? And that's how you know it's gonna hit differently. It's gonna like strike, like really, really strike someone. Cause there's another one on the one with Nakel, the one with my brother on there. That one is the heaviest one. It's called DNA. We was in the studio and I was, initially, it was just this left brain beat called DNA that I was gonna get Knock on some turn shit. He was on, he's not a rapper, he's my brother, that's my best friend. He like skateboards. He was on Tyler's album, like on one of those songs. So that's what I was gonna get him on. It was gonna be some like, hey, you feel me? Like it was gonna be some playing too much. And then we was in the studio, I started making this beat, and then he took, another one of our boys came, he took some acid with him, and 15 minutes later got the call that like his first homie like died in the hospital, like after he got shot. And like, last night we were talking about how like the anger that comes with being like just like default African American, like displaced. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times, like some news like that come through and you just get the green light to just act the ass, you know? Like no one can be that mad at you, but everyone gonna be like, I wish this nigga was done, you know?
Yeah.
Intercepting a fifth of whiskey and necking it till I'm dizzy. I never was defenseless. I never hug the fence, I pick a side and trust in it. Stomach full of drugs and shit. My niggas on some other cleanse. Sunday binge, Monday then another 6 days back to Sunday when it's done again.
Antipas better be creased on my corpse. You need that, run it to the street lights off. That got bigger, got team strapped on it. You thought it was magic, but that's just the difference. Nigga, my team is magicians. We think of the shit that we want, then we get it. Look, I got holes in my britches, big up Dylan britches. Pro Paul coming soon, thought you knew this. My nigga is cracking like French tips. Just checking and balancing checks and the salaries, testing my friendships. Cause niggas get sour with this. Rap shit got the best of me. I threw the rest off the balcony. Shout out Dash and Reggie, I know your bitch checking me. So much for chivalry, so long that every bitch trying to get into me. I'm in my 20s now, feet aimed at the jaws of the runny mouth. Disdain for the loss, it's a fucking child. Spotlights on me, I ain't stopping in my tracks. We taking it all that we running now. Blue shade in the past, but you let me down, huh? Put your face in your palm when I come around you. Tell mama get a gun if I get too popular. I'm just being honest with her. Tell her stop whining, it ain't no more problems. On the best out of all these niggas. Watch this home when you speaking. Ain't no home for the week, ain't no rest for your ass. If I know that you sleeping, I'm here and I'm there. And I'm up and I'm down and I'm low when I'm peaking. It's cold in the deep end. I'm low when I'm creeping. Bitch, nigga, we the train. If you see a wave, ain't no bitch in my DNA. Bitch, nigga, we the train. If you see a wave, ain't no bitch in my DNA.
100 blunts, niggas change, that's my day to day. Niggas tryna ride my train like they fucking strays. My bro left today. Fuck. Hot sauce in my cup of noodles. You taught me that. I ain't seen you in some years and this news right here almost made me have a heart attack. Your mama heart intact. We just spoke, I couldn't stomach that. I'm going to London on the 1st. I'm bringing you something back. A house on a hill with a big ass grill where we can have a boxing match. Japan, Australia? I know you be proud of that. I got a couple bitches now. I ain't got a lot about that. I know you in a better place. I can't even cry about that. When I look into the clouds, I know you look down on me. Right next to Grandmammy. And the rest of the ones that wanna see me happy. See me happy.
So he, like, had an option at that, you know what I mean? So it was, like, a real kind of fork in the road. Like, how is this going to hit this nigga? Because he's also on acid. So he has, like, acid clarity, you know, like, psychedelic, like, really sensitive, like, hypersensitive to everything. So he just, and it was at the end of the month. It was at the end of the debauchery month. Okay. It was. That's what I'm saying, that, like, the moments it had built, it, so this was what it had had come to. Mm-hmm. That's why that shit is number 9. The last song came first, but then that was what that month came to. Mm-hmm. He just didn't know what to do. I was like, he just rolled over to, he was in a little rolly chair, and he rolled over to me. Mm-hmm. I was like, what's up? He was like, I don't know what to do. I was like, write something down. And then, like, I'll play you this shit after this, but, like, it's just in the vein of clarity, like, it was, like, beautiful. You like, you get to, because that's why I call it a photograph, too, the album, because it was, like, literally all just photograph and lightning, you know what I mean? Like, how often do you get, like, niggas make songs about their dead homies, but fresh. The scar was right then. Like, he just found out. You could hear it in his voice. And when you hear him talk, like, you'll meet him. When you hear him talk, he's another one like me. But his voice is like, oh, he's up here. He talk real fast. It's like that, like, super fast register. Sounds like Tupac at the end of his verse. Like, so that's what I'm saying. Like, with the music, it's not even about, like, a competitive thing about, like, I stopped trying to compete, like, as opposed to just, like trying to get some clarity.
After the sirens go by,
yeah.
It's not that bad. In LA, I hear them all the time. I'm like, I think the world is coming to an end sometimes.
LA is crazy. Wait till you move to Mid City. Like, we be having copters that be shaking the crib.
I thought New York was bad with the sirens.
Yo, that shit threw me off when I went to Samoa because I lived in LA my whole life. I wasn't used to there not being helicopters.
Like you couldn't sleep at night?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you mean. When I first moved to New York, I couldn't sleep when I got... Yeah, totally. Like, the air is too crisp or something. Like, it's too hard. Yeah. When I first moved to New York, and then I would go home to D.C., I couldn't sleep. D.C.'s not super quiet, but...
Yo, you know what's funny, though? You know what's ill? Y'all set off some ill shit, like, last time we talked. Do you know that I found out that I did not know my purpose on the radio? Do y'all remember that?
I remember that.
I found out I didn't know my purpose on the radio. I was like, huh.
Wow. No, and you told him that you wanted him to go in and make an album that was like really, really him. Like yeah. All him. Like, yeah. Do this. And I was like, that's your purpose. And you're like,
yeah. And I was like, yeah. Yeah.
That's what I love about the record. It really just feels like you were in your world. Was there any part of the production that you found challenging, that frustrated you, or were you just going with the flow of whatever the experience was?
I was going with the flow because I didn't start trying to. I was hella weird about rapping on my own beats. I couldn't do it for a long time. Mm-hmm. Like, it just didn't make sense to me. If that makes sense, it would make sense while I was making them, of course, because while I'm making them, I'm thinking like how many, but then. I know a lot of people feel me on this. If you miss the first window, like if you play around, you miss that first like fresh thing. At least with me, especially with the moment shit, yeah. If you miss the moment, then that's just a beat. Mm. Like, that's why I'm only fucking with it with super fresh. Like, everything all at once, this all just happened. As opposed to like, all right, let's get in here. Let's like, because even if you just get that down, then you can go and rework it. Like I did it on a couple songs. You can go and like clean it up, but you don't want to be saying something different. And you know when you're saying something other than mm-hmm. what you would naturally say. So, none of that production was difficult. It's not difficult if it's not work. If you have to do it, like, that's what the prostration shit was. Like, I don't know what you're talking about, but I'm in here.
Is it like, I mean, to prostrate, it's kind of a spiritual idea.
It's so, the song DNA was when I was like, because there's a bunch of them on the album that's like, not a bunch, but there's some real good songs. It's like real honest statements and shit too. But then there's ones like Faucet and like DNA where it was like beyond me. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, yes. I have no clue. You feel me? Like, I was just a vessel. Mm-hmm. Like DNA, the energy in the room, ask anyone that was in that room. The night when he got the call about his mans, it was some other shit. Like, and you know, you've been in a room like that where it's just when it's like electric, when it's like when none of the other shit matters. Like,
I heard Stevie Wonder say that you, or was it Quincy Jones now that I think about it? I think it was Stevie Wonder that said, you know, you have to leave room for God in the room.
Yeah.
In the song.
Yeah.
You can't, if you go in and just try to make it all you, then. You missing an opportunity. You gotta leave space for that
whole
that fluid to just run through you. That
yeah.
has nothing to do with you. You're just the vessel of channeling that.
And that's the hardest thing, I feel like, for me, for a lot of people, because it's about saving face out here a lot of the time. Mm. And when you got that shit running through you, you are not necessarily the coolest nigga. Like,
yeah.
You feel me? Like, you not finessing. Like, you are fucked up, you know what I mean? Like, you
and
see,
you don't like what everybody else likes.
Yeah, like you just be too on. You see, like, I don't know. You see, you always see it. Like, whether it's like in like gospel or like whoever, like it gets crazy. Like with the prostration shit, when you just give yourself up to something. Mm. And that's why it's like not, I'm just saying, it's not like a competition thing, because it's like y'all be making me, like, this is way more different and like romantic and like dark. Like, this is like some whole other, and I feel you. I fuck with everyone. I fuck with everyone else's music too. I'm just aware of the very big difference, and it's not like a good or bad thing. It's just like I'm like needy, not like needy, but like
demanding.
The relationship is different. Like, I just treat music differently, so it treats me differently.
That's important. You gotta respect it, and
no one respects it.
Yeah, I was just about to say. I think the problem right now is that there's not a respect for the art.
And you can hear it with how people ask for beats. Mm. You know exactly what the fuck I mean. Mm-hmm. Like, how people want shit specifically, and you, like, they don't even know what they're saying. Mm. You don't even know what you mean. I have so many friends who, like, that I came up with doing music that have said the dumbest shit to me about music. Like, trying to, like, put me on. Like, bro, like, look, there, you have to like pick a style, and like, you feel me? Like, you can hear it in everyone's music. Like, Kendrick's album is so fire, and I don't have any it's not even a reservation, but it's like you can hear when it's like G-funk. You can hear when it's like jazz. This is this. And it's explicit, and I think that's a language that needs to get spoken to a lot of, but it's very explicit. And people make the mistake. I've had so many conversations with people about how Kendrick is just a lot of subliminal. Kendrick is not subliminal at all. Kendrick is so straightforward. Like, he says everything. Like, subliminal is having to pick up, like, whether this was, like, spiritual. You feel me? Like, subliminal is, like, Kendrick is very straightforward with his message.
Well, you seem very straightforward in this album, too.
It's true.
Very.
Yeah. I think that's what it just got reduced to. You just get reduced to your word, like.
Your MC skills was always there and very sharp, but it just seems like on this record, it's like, I was gonna, you know, say you rolling up the sleeves. I think it's beyond that. It's just like masterful.
Thank you. That's crazy. That's psycho. I still don't think of myself like that.
That's kind of, well, I mean, I guess maybe.
That's probably good. I mean, I don't know, like, at what point does, like, there's clarity, there's.
My whole thing is this. I don't be thinking, I be mad at people because we all got the same resource, which is the world. Like, and the people that's close to me too. Like, you know, like, even the ones that aren't in my immediate, like, in the outside circle of, like, I'm talking about the ones that are close to me. Like, y'all see what I be on. Like, there's clearly ingredients. You feel me? Like, from how you live your life to, like, the music that you listening to. And I was always, like, too nosy my whole life. I was just always in people business like that, just, like, absorbing, like, how you, like, you know, like, shit you do with your hands. Like, I'm, like, really, like, on people. Like, that's why I was saying shit about the eyes. So, like, it was always easy for me, you know? Like, in terms of, like, especially with something like rapping. Like, when I was younger, it was just whatever I heard, like, oh, what would this nigga do? Like, that shit was always just a, but that's a dangerous business, absorbing people, like, absorbing personas, because if you don't have a strong enough sense of yourself, then you just
become,
yeah.
I think we all have the same things, right? But we also, to different degrees, have some shit that we have to overcome, like, grow out of before we can, like ourselves enough to reach out and take those things.
Mm-hmm.
So it takes people, like, some people get there at 20, and some people get there at 30, and some people get there.
Mm-hmm. I think I was just on the sped up program.
Yeah.
Just because
people just put in work. Put in work, right?
Yeah. Well, it just got sped up, like, whether I liked it or not. That's why I fuck with my mom, because she saw that shit way before. She saw that shit way out. She was like, wow, this is about to go crazy. I wasn't going to be ready. It would be gross to talk to me now, I feel like. No telling. Just because there's no telling.
Yeah.
Like, what I could... I would be just a weird combination of, like, what I could be with, like, what... weird thing I would be at that point if I sucked.
And you're too smart, so you would be like,
it would be so sad.
Yeah.
It would be so sad though. What if I was not that smart though, because I was just smoked out all day?
Yeah, you're too smart.
That would be the worst. That's why I always get, that's why I just stopped smoking right now. I wasn't getting dumb by any means, but I just had a couple days, too many days where I was like,
it's the next day. It's the burnt day. We're like, the only thing
that makes you not faded is smoking.
He doesn't know anything about that.
Yeah, I'm just like, tell me more.
Just this one.
That's it. That's all you need to know.
So can you tell us about your experience being on the opposite side of the microphone, where you are like, we're the journalist and you're the artist? You interviewed Mike Tyson.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to start a fucking magazine.
That was my favorite.
Because journalism is so trash right now.
Yeah.
Have you read the write up on Kendrick's album on iTunes?
Not on iTunes.
Oh my God! It made me want
to
start him
to read reviews that album.
I'm saying that shit fucks me up. I be looking for good writing and people be doing these fucking fourth grade book reports on people's albums. Like, this happened, and then there was also a feature from.
We decided to not publish anything and then just get a group of people together to talk about it.
Dude, I'm really trying to start a magazine, though. I need to get some writers.
Can you hire me?
Yes, absolutely. I'm dead ass, too.
I would do that. I would do that in a heartbeat.
Writing sucks so fucking bad. It's literally like fourth grade. It's shit that my mom was like, don't do this, when I was like 9. Like, the shit that I stopped doing when I was a little kid, like, bro, you are receiving a C minus. Like, not even an F. Like, this isn't even crazy. Like, this just sucks. Mm. That should be taken. I hate C minus.
But see, all the things that you're talking about, like, understanding yourself and getting out of your own way, like, all of that shit needs to happen with all of these writers. Like, they're imitating each other, they're competing with each other, they're fucking each other's girlfriends. Like, it's just not all right.
I don't even know about the writer world. That must be...
it's the same thing.
I be calling music the sewer. Mm. Because you do your little work in there, it's still the sewer. That shit is crazy on the industry side. That's why I got out of the sewer and went to my house, my nigga. Went back to the sewer to drop off the shit. And they fucked my shit up.
That's all right.
Yeah, you got him anyway, though.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about that. It was just...
well, it's going to be out by the time people see this. Everybody will have heard the album.
That's crazy.
I'm looking forward. I haven't seen you perform since when you came home that first night with the home. Yeah, I haven't seen you perform.
When
I
was just...
So I'm looking forward to seeing this record, you know, like you doing you.
Yeah.
So like you said, this.
Oh, man, I wish you could have seen the two shows yesterday.
We're going to go out tonight.
Oh, that's going to be like 1 a.m.
Yeah, it's going to be a struggle for this one.
You say that like an old man. Oh, it's going to be 1 a.m.
Excuse me. There's no telling how much
I feel like that. It's 1 o'clock. No, actually, my 1 a.m. is not me just being home like some old dude. It's actually me just being at home still studying.
Yeah.
Like playing and
stuff. Yeah.
But I'm looking forward to seeing you do you.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming back.
Word.
Yo.
Really enjoy talking to you.
Thank you for having me. This is the only radio shit I fuck with. I like actually was excited. They told me I had this morning. I was like,
that's our new promo. Anyway, thanks again.
Thank you.